Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Welcome back to our podcast, and today I'm excited to be sharing with you Dominic Montgomery, Chief Marketing Officer of Create the Movement, and he's actually going to be sharing our linking strategy. And usually this is the kind of linking strategy he shares to our marketers, so it's a short little segment, but we happen to catch the audio and video on it, so enjoy.
All right, so linking. This is the way that people generally sell linking campaigns. They have their number one, their number two, their number three. You know, they're going, or websites, they have their money site, and they try to find websites that have a high domain authority, right? And they say, if we can go and reach out to these websites and get a link to our website, then hopefully we will rank better for that. The problem there is it's flawed because there are a lot of other ranking factors than just links. There's the domain, age, there's the content, there's paid ads, there's traffic, etc. So this kind of linking strategy, what everyone else does, is kind of broken. But here's how we differentiate ourselves. We focus on ROI, and here's how. The same basic strategy, except what we're doing is we first try to get from the client analytics. Why do we try to get analytics? Analytics. Spelled it wrong. Yeah, whatever. Analytics. we try to get analytics from the client. If the client doesn't have analytics or their company isn't providing them with analytics, that's the first problem. If we can't get access, then we say, okay, well, can we see one of your analytics reports so we can see where your traffic's coming from? And they say, well, it doesn't show where the traffic comes from. It just shows me that they brought me 2,000 people last month. Well, that's problem number two. We need to know where that traffic comes from. Number three, once we know, you know, they say that they got 2,000 people in traffic, but how many of those 2,000 people converted? And they'll probably say, well, I don't know. And that's problem number three. They don't know how many people converted. So essentially, they don't know what they're paying for. What we do is we look at your backlinks. Let's say link one, link two, link three. And we say, okay, it looks like this website brought you 1,000 people in traffic. This website brought you 500. And this website brought you 500. Okay. Now, to go further, we track how many of these people actually converted. So let's say you have a contact form. Let's say you have your tracking number, and let's say this is just a visit to the website. You know, we need to ask the client, how much is a contact form fill out worth to you? Let's say it's worth $100. And let's say, you know, because of how we do this, we know that out of this 100,000 people, 100 people converted. So that brought $10,000. Let's say out of this, you know, how much is a call worth for you? You know, I'm pretty sure attorneys close really well and their close rate's high. So let's say that's worth $5,000. Okay, so now there's a price point. Out of this 500 people, we know that 10 people converted, which equals $50,000. So now we're at $60,000. And out of this 500, let's just say a visit to the site, let's say we pay $1 per visit, because you have to put a price amount to a visit. So $500. So we're at $60,500. Now, our linking campaign is this. We know that these sites brought you this type of traffic and brought you this type of ROI. We go out to find similar sites as 1, 2, and 3. So let's say this one was a Fine Law Directory. We know that legal directories help your website. So we're going to go out and find 1, 2, 3 more Fine Law directories that are like Fine Law. So it would make sense to sell a client this opposed to this, because all the client's focused on here is how many links do I have? How strong are they? How many links do my competitor have? You know, all these numbers, questions about links that don't necessarily actually equal ranking when it's all said and done. But selling it this way puts this number in their mind and lets them know that we're actually using data to help them.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.